Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schuss for Rabbi Yarmil Shichli, usus chayach ha'fega bas Michali Dispasia. And the schuss Adina Baracha bas Esther Hadassah, Hadassah Esther. And the schuss Rus Victoria bas Tila Ravida, Raviga Meir ben Gloria, Ephraim ben Rus, Shlom Ephraim ben Chanadina, Baracha batzlach v'chol ma'aseh yedeyem. And it's based on Torah of Marina Rabbeinu Agoyen Reb Moshe Zitzal. Rabbeinu Yoina and the Shari Tshuva and Shari Shlisha Yisizayin writes, V'da, ki mailas el Yoina es nimsul v'mitzis esei, k'mo mailas ha-bechira, sh'nemar v'chalta b'chayim. The high levels, the mailas el Yonos, were given over in a mitzvah esei, like the mail of bechira, as it says, v'chalta b'chayim. She choose life. So what's this maila of bechira? The Ikar Tachlis is the maisa hatov, that you do good, not that you chose. The maila isn't the bechira. The maila is that you chose the right thing, not the very fact that you chose, but rather that you chose good. But he says no. Ki maila sel yonas nimsu v'mitzis esei kama maila sa bechira. Shinemu b'chalta b'chayim. אז נראה מבואר מדברי רבינו יונה שישנה מעלה מיוחדת במה שמקיים מצווה רק בבחירה. There's a special מעלה that שמקיים מצווה מתוך בחירה. שייתכן לקיים כל המצוות גם בלי מעלת הבחירה. וכאן נתחדש שאנחנו מצווים להיות איש המעלה. Here he writes, you have to be, it's included in the מעלה של יונס. So be mekayim the mitzvahs mitoch bechira. And it's also mashma that it's a maila chashuva b'yoser. Mikol ha-maila shemana shem yoro. He mentions it first. You have to be a man of choice. Don't just do things by rote. Be a man of choosing. And that's better than all the other mailas. So it appears as follows that we have to understand the maila bechira that was given to man. Because lefira ota ayin, it looks like animals also have free choice. We just have a higher level of free choice. And if so, ish makom letot, shemitzad koach ha-bechira, lo shna adam velo shna behema. We're both choosers. Human beings choose and animals choose. Okay, so we have a higher level of das, but self. We're both choosing. The animal chooses, is the cat going to jump in the garbage can and eat breakfast or not? Dog is choosing, is he going to run after the ball or not? Is he going to attack you walking down the street? One dog sees another dog, is he going to attack him or not? Sometimes I used to watch in the West Side, a lot of dogs. You see that one dog going after the other dog. So al kocheinu shein malat ha-bchira mipa'at ha-yicholet la'asot kichavtso b'lvad. Al shemal yonah mikoch ha-tselam. It's not pshat that you can do what you want to do. But rather pshat is that it's a mail yonah mikoch ha-tselam elokim shel ha-adam. Ve'en v'maral explains the Mishnah. We have a Mishnah in Avos 3:18, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. And then the next Mishnah is called Safui V'Arashus Nesuna, that we have free choice. So our choosing is as a result of what? Of our Tzelem Elokim. It's not Stam that we're choosing. We're choosing Mikoch our Tzelem Elokim. We see Barichus b'Sefer Nefesh HaChayim that the union of Tzelem Elokim is Hashem gave Tzuratz Adam the capacity to be Borei Olamos. God created the world b'Maisa Bereishis. So the Hemshech HaOlam is Miskayim Ha'idei Shehishlik Ritzoni is Baruch Es HaAdam. V'yoyz Bailim Ala Briya. That's the Lashon of the Nefesh HaChayim Shara Aleph Paragim. Shehishlik Ritzoni is Baruch Es HaAdam. God empowered man to to be master over creation. The keys to creation were given to those who are Mekayim Torah. And we see there at the end of the fifth parak that we have this koach because of the chelek Elokai mimal. So we have the power to draw the reality of the world from the source of its vitality, from the source of its life, by relating ourselves to the source of life. So we're davik. We choose to keep the Torah. We're davik in the Torah. Melu, we're davik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Shachaim Shar Aleph, Perek Vav, in a gloss, and of Zayin Amid Beis, he writes, Ki mi'eis she'ela harayin ha'odem lasas mitzvah, teichef nasa rishum ala maila b'mokor shara she'elyon ha'mam shechoyse. That when a person wants to do a mitzvah, immediately a great roshim is made above, in the shara she'elyon. You're making a roshim, you're making a mark up there, and you're drawing it down, you're connecting to that. He writes in Shara Aleph Perek Yud Beis, just by thinking to do a mitzvah. He writes in Shara Aleph Perek Yud Beis, Shema'ei she'ole al Torah machsheves adam lasas mitzvah, teichav nasa rishum ala ma'ala b'shara she'olim livros from the Torah, kamo olamas, you're building worlds. B'koichos al yoinim, k'ma shekosa v'osim d'vay b'fichal and Torah shemayim b'lisar aretz. You're creating worlds just by having the right thoughts. By using the mile of Bechila Batara, in other words, not Bederach Mitzvah Sanoshim Lumada, through this, you create an Or Makiv Shel Gan Eden. Through this, you create the light of Gan Eden. Which is the place where the mitzvah can be done properly. You're building these worlds. Teichav nasa mishum olam v'shar shalom livnos v'lentoa kama olam es v'koichos el yanyan. V'asim d'vray b'ficha v'lentoa shamayim v'lisay d'aretz. Kmo kein lidach gisay d'avera. It says there, v'shayim ma'amikim lam genem v'tzon olam v'shayim atzma ma'amikim la'atzma agenem rachivin oysom ma'virin oysoy b'chadeyem. Kmo shkasa b'zor atshruma k'gavni d'chayivim mischaimim b'nur d'yitzar ra. The Mavra al Piskamei Araisa b'kol chamum b'chimum adinu mischam b'yitzarachi is tukin nur b'gehenim. When a person fires himself up to do an aver, he's firing up the Gehenim for himself. And it says in the Zohar that when there was no Yitzhar in the world, there was no Gehenim. Because that's what fires up Gehenim, is the Yitzhar. Aderech zeh b'tchila sefer Ruach Chaim, that's the same idea. So if people wouldn't choose evil, there'd be no Gehenna. And it's Bechira, when we choose evil, that's that fire of passion that we have for the Averas, but creates Gehenna. So when you choose to do a mitzvah, you create a mitzvah of Gan Eden. When you choose to do an Aver, you create the mitzvah of Gehenna Loling. And after you finish the mitzvah, the Kedusha and the Or, go back to the source, and that's the Inyan of Olam Hazeh, which is Maisi the other masma, after prayed this nefesh me akuf oilus adin was be a napsha, but sachtschus oiris, writes in of Shachayim. But sachtschus oiris, vakuchus valomus hakdoshin shen isvasim, isravi maisi the merubim. All these worlds that were created by your maisim, you're going to live in those worlds. And that's only because you chose. But without your bechira, there's no mitzius of Gan Eden and Gehenna. Tochen anyanu. Sham Shachat, Kiyum Kola Mitziyut, Midnai Leinu, Vahideshanu Migalim Nikudat Shaykhutenu Lamakol Ratzon Shinikudat Zor, Yachelik Alokani Mal Shebetuchen Nemela Ratzonenu Mekayem. Hamitziyut, Vimishtayachat Eleinu. The Hamshachas Kiyum Kol HaMetzius, to draw down reality, was given to us. And when we're Megala, our Nekuda of Shaychas to the Makar of the Ratzon, to the source of this God's will, this Chelek Alecha Mimal, that's within us. So we're Mekayim the worlds. Tachlis HaOlam is that the true Metzius should be Chal and the Bria. So when we do the will of God, we're bringing down the true Metzius to the world. That's by making the right choices, the right intentions. The Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuvah in Perek Hei, Perek Vav, when he's talking about Bechira, she'en nidon mitzad ha'bechira pshuta, she'efshar la'asot ma she'chafetz dugmat be'ima, el she'chidushah she'ish bekocho shel ha'adam l'kbo v'lesham tkuf ha'mitziut ha'bre ha'day she'rotzono mechubar l'gamre l'rotzon el'yon. It's not just pshat, you can do whatever you want, but rather the person has the koach to change the mitzias through his ratzon. By connecting his ratzon to the ratzon Elyon, he can change the world. It's not like we think it is, that we're in a certain mitzias, and we have a koach lefchol kiratzoneinu v'tocha mizgeret shekvar kriya v'kayma. We can choose within a reality that already exists. No. The reality of the world is totally in us. The Rambam writes, Rishus l'kol adam mesuna im ratza l'hatayis atzma l'derech toivu l'es tzadik ha-rishus biyado. Wusha kosav v'toyr ha-hein ha-adam haya ka'achad mimeno l'das toivu ra. V'omer ha-hein min zeh shel ha-adam haya yachid ba-olam. V'ein min she'ini dome lo. V'zeh enyan. She'hu me'atzmo v'datov machshuto yodea tov v'ara. V'oseh kol ma'ashu chafetz v'ein mi she'akev biyado m'lasot tov v'ara. V'kevan she'kenu. Pen yishlach yado. Veshalamada Rambam, the Rambam learned from Keachad Mimenu, Adas Toivara, that the person, man, is the only species that can actually choose and can do Kechevtsa. So Rambam says, Hein min ha'odam zeha ya yachid bo'ilam. Nobody else is like him. He knows good and bad. And whatever he wants, he can do. As a Rambam lomed, ki achad mimenu yodeh ladat tov v'ra, the man is the only one who can do this, who has this power. It's hard to understand. The Rambam has to prove from a pasuk that man can choose. Otherwise, there's no schar v'onesh. Rambam also writes, don't think like those idiots think, that God already decrees man's going to be a rush or a tzaddik. Nobody's forcing anybody to be anything. We get to choose. You could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, you could be a rush like your Rav. And he says, Rov Golmei B'nei Yisrael Toim B'nyin Zeh. People make a mistake about this. Most of these golems make a mistake about this. So how can a person make such a mistake? Otherwise, there's no Torah. There's no Bechira, there's no Torah. So the answer is, we see from the Rambam that a person, of course, can choose to do a mitzvah and avera. But there's room to think that the mitzias of the world is misudah, misuderet. And you can't be mishtayach to the sharish of the mitzias, you can't change things. And a person also can think that he's put into a reality of ra, baras tzaddik and baras rishayim. He already created them, like it says in Bava Basra Tev Zayin, so that's it. You think it's Ra and you can't change things. The Ram says, not true. Ka'achad mimenu. He's Yachid Ba'olam, like Rashi says. We have this Koach Tzelem Elokim. The whole Metzius is totally in the person. Tznu Oz Le'Elokim. We can give Hashem power, so to speak. With our deeds, we can change. Obviously, it's Hashem, but through our deeds, we can change the world. That's our Tzelem Elokim. So don't think that we are who we are and we can't change reality. Oh, we can change reality. All of our Shus Nesun Elio is Keloikim, because we have a Tzad, we have a Tzelem Elokim. So we might eat from the Eitz HaChayim. Since you can be mishtayach to any mitzvahs that you want, you can live forever. And he wasn't roi yet. That would have been a bad move. So therefore he had to be kicked out of Gan Eden. Rishus l'chol adam nesun. Rishus l'akom milashon al tisfa l'roshus. Roshus is bailus. We have bailus over the Bria. So we learn that the Ma'ilel Yonah Bechir is mechayev to mekayim mitzvahs and to refrain from doing averitz because we have this koach tzelem elokim. And we can create worlds. And the only true mice is one that's done with Bechira, that relates to our chelik elokim imal, that relates to the godly part of us, that godly part of us that chooses, because that's really what the tzelem elokim is. With our ritzonos, we're bari alamas. With our maisim, we're bari alamas. But it has to come from ratzon. It has to come from positive bechira. It has to be a gilu the ratzon apnimi. So we have a lot more to talk about this matter. But right now we'll close and we opened it up. And Mirtz Hashem, hopefully, we'll be able to continue. Shalom, shalom.